Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel. Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. As you know, Superhuman Radio is made possible through a special grant from All American Pharmaceutical and their product line known as All American EFX Sports. Go to superhumanradio.com to learn more about them. We have a great show planned today. During the first hour, we're unveiling, this is the first of the regularly scheduled physical culture radio episodes that will occur on Thursdays, first hour Thursdays from now on. And when Brooks is on, I'll explain what the change is all about. Then at the top of the second hour, we're going to be joined by Sonia Satra. Many of you may know that name. She is a well-known actress and also was a soap opera leading star on The Guiding Light and One Life to Live. We're going to be talking about motivation plus exercise equals motorcise. And then at the bottom of the second hour, we're going to be joined by Dr. David Lee from the UK to talk about love and intimacy in later life. And this is an important discussion. You young guys out there snickering, you'll be old someday. You'll see. Anyway, welcome back to the show, Brooks Kubik. How you doing?
Carl, I'm great, and thanks for having me on.
Well, this is going to be a regular. So people need to understand something. Ken O'Neill couldn't do the Transevolutionary Fitness radio show on Thursdays any longer. He has other demands and things to focus on, none the least as important as his own business and website. He will be doing other podcasts. They will be his own podcasts, so you stay tuned for that, and we'll always support Ken in everything he does. So I took the opportunity to say, wow, we've got this Thursday slot pretty much built. We have a lot of people who tune in, and one of the best shows we've had on Transevolutionary Fitness Radio was the one where we had Brooks and Ken and myself, and I thought, well, this makes perfect sense. We've been talking about doing a regularly scheduled physical culture radio with Brooks. Why not just use this Thursday slot? And here we are today.
And it was, you know, it was one of those things where it just all seemed to fall into place at the right time. You know, I had the opening, I had the time available. And you and I have been talking about a lot of things, a lot of, you know, exciting things to pursue over the coming year. And, you know, it's an idea to bring all of that together and you know, really push things forward and hopefully, you know, bring all the listeners some very interesting, very valuable, very useful information and, you know, really present it in a way that, that really helps them.
Yeah, we are working on several projects right now in tandem. So, yeah. And then people will come to see what those are as soon as they start to come out into the daylight. So what can people expect from Physical Culture Radio as they start tuning in each week?
What we're going to do is focus on a particular issue and really work through it in a sensible, logical, progressive fashion and try to answer as many questions that people have as we can. So, for example, we're going to be starting out with a particular topic that is endlessly fascinating, I think, and I think endlessly important, and that is the subject of successful aging, how to stay strong, how to stay fit, how to stay healthy for a very, very long time. Not necessarily anti-aging, but successful aging. And so, you know, that's much more than we could cover in one show. So the idea is we're going to cover it in a series of shows, and people can listen. And then, because it's a weekly show, we have the wonderful advantage we can ask people to send in questions or comments by email.
Right.
And we can work those into subsequent discussions And, you know, if we cover something in, you know, this week and someone has questions, they can shoot them in, and hopefully we can answer the questions next week or 2 weeks from now. Similarly, if we present something, here's an idea, here's something that might work, something you might want to try, and someone says, oh, I've done that, and it didn't work, and let me tell you why, or someone might say, I tried that, and it was great, best thing ever, thanks for sharing it, or someone says, well, I tried that, and it worked pretty well, but I tweaked it a little bit, I made some changes, and that's when things really started to happen. You know, that's the kind of feedback that we want to hear and that we would like to be able to share with others. And so we're trying to make it interactive, if that's the appropriate
term. Yeah, I think so. Interactive, absolutely. And this is an important discussion, like so many of the discussions we have on this show. And I want to read a private message that was sent to me from Con Santuri Davison, who is a blogger, writer, poet, by the way. I didn't realize he was a poet, but he is. He's so many things. Con really embodies the Renaissance man of this era. And he just sent this to me this morning, ironically. He said, true story is I was in the gym yesterday, he said, and this was the exchange. I met an old man at the gym. He said to me, me and my wife have come to a conclusion. Con said, what's that? The old man said, well, we put away a certain amount of money to last a certain amount of years. However, with the way things are going, it seems we'll have to die a little sooner than we thought. In other words, the opposite end of the spectrum, most people are worried about having money to take care of themselves in a nursing home. This guy and his wife are finding out that through physical culture and proper nutrition, they're going to exceed their expectations in lifespan. And this is really an important discussion because there's a lot of responsibility that comes with what we dedicate ourselves to in this audience. And that is, unfortunately, we're probably going to see a lot of our friends who don't get on this bus with us pass away or end up in institutions. So we have to make sure that, A, we understand what it takes to age successfully. I like that, instead of just healthy, because the word healthy has no meaning any longer. But more importantly, we need to surround ourselves with other like-minded people so that we have a community on the other end of this to still fall back on. So this is really an important discussion. It really is. Because there's more and more centenarians out there today than ever before, and it's going to keep going. Just the way there's, at one end of the spectrum, this ultra-sick, ultra-obese, ultra-dependent on doctors and pharmaceuticals, on one end, we're going to be on the opposite end.
It's really a very important discussion, and I like your use of the word community because that's what we're trying to create. We're you know, you've got, you know, the dinosaur nation that, you know, that I have worked to create, the superhuman nation that you have worked to create, but it all boils down to the physical culture nation.
Yeah.
You know, those of us who are really truly serious about physical culture and about taking personal responsibility for our strength, our health, our longevity, our activity, all of that, you know, obviously we are a minority, and what we need to do is we need to grow that minority. We need to make more and more people aware of the benefits of the physical culture way of life.
And don't expect to get attaboys and kudos and accolades from average people, because they resent the fact that we're aging better. They resent the fact that we're dedicated. In fact, the last discussion we had with Brooks on the show, and Elisa joined us, was the psychiatric industry wants to label quote-unquote healthy eating a mental disorder, and this is nothing new. So keep in mind that if you don't find people like you to interact with now, you're not going to find them when you're 70, because they're all going to be, all the people you know are going to be gone, sick, or in institutions, and you're going to be standing out there by yourself. So it's important to make those connections now with people so you're surrounded by them later on, because don't expect your friends and families to go, wow, I'm in terrible shape because I made bad decisions, but you made good decisions and you're in great shape. I'm really happy for you. They're not going to be happy for you. They're going to be bitter, and they're going to be resentful, and chances are they won't want to have anything to do with you, because you're just going to be a physical reminder that they could have chosen a different lifestyle but didn't. And had they chosen that lifestyle, they'd be where you are, but they're not.
That is very true. It's very unfortunate, but it's very true. And, you know, as the world moves forward, as we have more and more people growing older in an unsuccessful way,
mm-hmm.
too big, too heavy, cardiovascular problems, diabetes.
Up all night watching TV and eating in the middle of the night, up all night on their iPads and watching YouTube, ignoring the importance of sleep and its linkage to diseases like cancer and heart disease, eating all the wrong things, not being active, sitting 10, 12 hours a day. This is the majority of Americans. This is why I had to accept the fact that this show will never reach mainstream size audiences, because the mainstream does not want this message. They don't want to know they're responsible for their own health. They don't even want to know the fact that their outcome is in their hands. They want to relinquish that control to somebody else, and they want to eat crap food. They want to live broken lives. They want to take drugs for it, and they don't want to know that there was another alternative. So it's going to be it's always going to be a smaller audience than anything else out there, but that's okay with me, because I feel like this is a little club, and we don't want everybody in this club, quite frankly.
Well, it's a small audience. It is an elite audience, if you will. I hope I don't offend anyone with that term. I'm using it in the original and true dictionary sense of the word. And, you know, it's a group of people who are unlike the majority. The majority operates as a herd mentality. And people who take responsibility for their health and fitness are anything but the herd mentality. It's far different. And interestingly, many of them start at a relatively early age, and they sort of have to fight this being out by yourself with everyone else doing other stuff for pretty much their whole life. I mean, I know that I had to do that, and it was little things. Like, if you lift weights Monday, Wednesday, Friday, that means you're at the gym on Friday instead of out partying with everyone else.
Right.
You know, that's a little thing, but that's been a part of my life since I was in high school. And you know, it makes you different, and you're always different, and you have to accept that different is fine. It's also what makes the difference when you're 50 or 60 or 70. Makes the difference in a right way.
Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we'll start discussing some of the points of successful aging. We're talking right now with my co-host, Brooks Kubik. This is the first of the regularly scheduled Physical Culture Radio episodes every Thursday, and there's going to be a lot more good things to come. Stay tuned.
For the best in real world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Kubik's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookskubik.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Kubik's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Kubik's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksKubik.com. Orbitcubic.com right now.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freak Maker Build from AAEFX is a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines frodolin, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, prealkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides, a 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cre-alkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
You have a federal student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Shut your mouth. Remember the theme song from Shaft?
Boy, that's going back a long, long time.
Where the guy says, he almost says the MF word, and he goes, mother, and the girl goes, shut your mouth. That's like that song right there.
Yeah.
Missy Elliott, a lot of people don't know this, but she used to be called Sista, S-I-S-T-A. back in the day when she was a West Coast rapper before she started using her first name, Missy Elliott. I've always been a big fan of hers. I got to tell you something. But anyway, I digress. Okay, so showing my age here, since we're talking about healthy aging, obviously brain function is part of it, and memory. What are some of the characteristics you think that people need to focus on to assess whether they're aging successfully?
Some of the characteristics, well, how do you feel? How do you look? How do you perceive yourself? How do others perceive you? How are your strength levels holding up?
This is an important one I want to talk about. I want to come back to this one. Go ahead.
Okay. From a diet nutrition standpoint, what kind of diet nutritional program are you on? Do you like it? Is it working? Do you feel that you need to make changes? Do you know what changes to make or not? You know, that's a lot of people have a lot of uncertainty about diet and nutrition, and they don't know what to do. You know, there's so much conflicting advice out there, so that's a problem. I think one very important thing is, what kind of contribution are you making to others around you?
Interesting. Because when most people get older, they become very stingy because they're resentful. They don't contribute to anything anymore.
Yeah, well, you know, you've got the grumpy old man, the cliche or the stereotype, but there's a lot of truth to that. And there are a lot of people who unfortunately feel that time has passed them by, life has passed them by, the world has passed them by, and they become bitter. And obviously when you're bitter, when you're feeling that way, you're not going to be contributing much. And so, I think a sign of successful aging is, you know, what are you doing for other people? What are you contributing to other people? Mm-hmm. What life lessons are you teaching to other people? And I'm not talking necessarily about formal teaching, although that certainly applies, but I'm talking about teaching just by being an example. You know, if other people observe you once in a while, day-to-day basis, whatever, you know, what's the takeaway? And, you know, Carl, I'll give you a real simple example. If Trudy and I go to the farmer's market and we're stopping at various booths and we're picking things up, and, you know, if you happen to be watching what we're buying, you know, it's free-range eggs, it's grass-fed beef, pastured pork, organic vegetables, more organic vegetables, even more organic vegetables, you know, and we have these big cloth shopping bags that, you know, that we take to the market, and they're brimming with stuff. They're just loaded because we basically do all of our weekly shopping at a local farmer's market that we like to go to. Okay, if someone sees that and they know us and they know that I'm knocking on 60 years old, and maybe they know how old Trudy is. I'm not going to say
smacked. Yeah.
But, you know, the point is, you know, if they do the math and they say, you know, oh, I've known Trudy forever, and she's been going to the gym for 30 years and you know, et cetera. You know, but if they do the math and they look at us, they're thinking, you know, those people are in pretty good shape for their age. And then if they make the connection, and by the way, look at the food that they're picking up, it's healthy food, you know, that's a lesson. And you haven't done anything other than simply lead a healthy lifestyle. And by doing things like that, you really do become an example for others, which is an important responsibility, but, you know, it is indeed something that happens. And similarly, if you are aging successfully and you have children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren who come over and they see what grandpa and grandma eat and they eat healthy meals that grandpa and grandma prepare for them, if they go out in the garden and they pick fresh vegetables, if they go to the farmer's market with you, go to the grocery store with you and learn healthy shopping at the grocery store, if they know that grandpa and grandma work out, if they have a set of weightless kitty weights so that they can do lifting along with grandpa or along with grandma, and I want to emphasize I'm talking about things that weigh nothing at all, like hollow plastic. They're learning life lessons that are really important. So if you are able to make that kind of contribution to other people's lives, that's a very clear sign that you're doing some very important things, some right things. And that's about as far removed as can be from someone who is unsuccessfully aging, not getting out very much, staying at home, sitting on the couch, using the remote, watching TV all day. You know, that is worlds removed from someone who is out there and who is making a difference just by setting a good example.
Let's talk about strength for a second before we have to go into this break. I want to take a break, but I want to come back and I want to focus on strength for a second. I want you to ponder a question. I've been talking to Mike O'Hearn. Do you know who he is?
By name only. I've never had the pleasure of meeting Mike.
Mike's doing the show after the Arnold. Mike's an amazing guy. And what's most amazing about Mike O'Hearn is he's now 47 years old. He's knocking on the door of 50 years old. And a lot of people want to dismiss his success as a bodybuilder as genetics. But I have a different opinion of Mike, especially after talking to him. He just put up 500 pounds in an incline bench press for 2 reps the other day. He can still pull 800 pounds and squat 800 pounds. He does this stuff. This is, you know, he cycles this into his training. It's not like he works up to it, doesn't max lift. He's in amazing shape, and he's amazingly strong. And in preparation for the discussion we're going to have, he said to me, as we age, what do you think is more important from a strength standpoint? Being able to take 10 pounds and do 100 reps with it, or being able to take 100 pounds and do 10 reps with it? And I have an opinion of that. I have a feeling that you're on the same page as me and Mike. And I want you to think about that, ponder that. And we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Best in real world, no nonsense, result producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information. Read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. Can see eye drops. The name says it all.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freakmaker Build from AAEFX is a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Frotalin, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, prealkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cre-alkaline pH buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. Okay, so when we're going into the break, I posed this question that actually was a result of a discussion I had with Mike O'Hearn. What do you think is more important in the way of strength acquisition for healthy or, let's say, successful aging? Being able to take 10 pounds and do 100 reps with it? And I don't mean 100 straight reps. I mean, you could do 10 sets of 10, whatever. Or being able to take 100 pounds and do 10 reps with it. So is brute strength more important or less important for successful aging?
I think brute strength is much more important, and I think it's very important to train with weights that are as heavy as you can handle in good form in your exercises for the right number of sets and the right number of reps. But I should add a caveat to that, which is brutally slow grinding maximum lifts are not necessary and for some older trainees are counterproductive. So I'm not talking about that necessarily, but what I am saying is aim to build strength, aim to get strong, and get away from the traditional or conventional advice about training as you get older is use light weights, do high reps. And you know, that's what I'm speaking in opposition to. That's what I'm trying to contrast. And I take it from the question that's what you're getting at, isn't it, Carl?
Oh, yeah, because Mike said the same thing. I mean, he asked me the question. I said, absolutely, the guy who can put up
more weight for one rep. Because when we look at, when we talk about, okay, there's a superbug, right? Right now in California, it's killing people, right? When we talk about superbugs, we talk about the word resistance, right? Comes into, this is a drug resistant superbug. We can't kill it. The word resistance comes into the context of the discussion when we talk about things that are very strong. They're resistant. Well, that resistance isn't just from a biological standpoint. It's from a mechanical standpoint, too. You become robust. You become strong. You become resistant. You resistant to assaults in general. Physical, biological. We know that those who carry more muscle, I just reached out to an author that showed that individuals who carry more muscle, they did a rat model study, actually, to show this. But the rats that had more muscle going into a chronic disease with a high mortality rate ended up surviving. Doesn't it make sense? They were more resistant. They were stronger. Strength and resistance are not just about what you do in the weight room translates to other areas of life, mental and physical. So I'd much rather be the guy who can squat 500 pounds than the guy who squats 135 pounds, you know, in three sets of 10. I'd rather be able to do 500 pounds for one rep.
Well, that's right. And the other thing is this. You want to be the guy who at age 60 or age 70 is still doing squats, as opposed to the guy who at age 50, 60, 70, whatever, is doing nothing but light leg extensions. You know, which you know,
there's a place for them, but you're right. There's a place for leg extensions as an auxiliary exercise if you're looking to build a certain shape to your leg, but it's not the strength building movement that's going to create a robust resistant body.
Yeah, the robust resistant body is a body that has, among other things, a strong skeletal structure. And you are not going to build a strong skeleton with light exercises. You have to train heavier to build the bone density that results in strong bones. And, you know, Carl, you were using the example of the superbug from California. I'm looking out the window, and I'm seeing a lot of snow and ice on the ground. And we know that when there's snow and ice on the ground, a lot of people have slips and falls. And a lot of older people, and some not that old, I mean, this is basically like age 40 and up, end up breaking a leg or breaking a hip. And so the hospitals right now are flooded with people who've had a slip and fall, and they broke a leg or they broke a hip, the hip being the most common. That's an example of people who, number one, probably don't train, unfortunately.
Right.
But number two, if you're looking for resistance, having some thick, strong musculature in your lower body and in your butt and in your hips prevents that kind of thing from happening. And so does having strong bones. And so if you try to train heavy and you work on heavy resistance, and, you know, heavy does not necessarily mean you're setting world records in different lifts. You're not lifting enormous amounts of weight.
No, heavy for you. It's heavy for you.
Yeah, it's heavy for you, whatever that is. You know, if you train to increase your strength, to add weight to the bar, you're doing progressive resistance training. There's that word again, resistance, progressive resistance training, and you are building your body's ability to withstand stress, to withstand trauma, strain, attacks from illness, whatever. It's only good things that are happening when you're getting stronger. Bob Hoffman, back in the day, always used to focus on how strength training, progressive resistance training, built the body from the inside out. And, you know, he used to say, you cannot exercise your internal organs. You know, you cannot take any one particular set of internal organs and do an exercise that works them in an isolated fashion. Your spleen, for example, or your kidneys or your liver cannot perform sit-ups or push-ups. But when you train your muscles, everything in the body has a beneficial effect as a result of training the musculature.
Right.
And the more you train the musculature, the harder you train it, the heavier the load you impose upon it, the greater the resulting benefits to the body as a whole. So you build what was referred to back in the day, organic health. And hence the whole focus on strength and health, because it was understood that as you build strength, you build health.
Isn't that something? You know, and I can attest to this. For those of you who recall, when I first moved back to Louisville, that very first Valentine's Day, Elisa and I had gone out, and I had champagne, I had Zambuca, I was buzzed, and I wasn't accustomed to the layout of her home yet. And so I turned the kitchen lights off and walked a couple steps and made a left, thinking I was making a left to go up the hallway. And Brooks, you've been in the kitchen. You know what doorway I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know just what you're talking about.
And I made a left down the staircase to the basement because there's no door on it. And I fell down the entire flight of steps, spinning like cartwheeling and smashing. And I ripped the railing off the wall and I actually cracked one of the steps and hit the bottom. And this is no lie. Sprung to my feet, felt my legs, and sprinted up the stairs because she was already upstairs getting ready to go to bed. And it was Valentine's Day night and we had a great dinner and you know what I'm interested in. And the last thing I want to do is hurt myself before Valentine's Day night festivities. I sprinted up the stairs, both flights of stairs. She said, "What was that noise?" I said, "I fell down the stairs." She didn't believe me. She came down the stairs and we turned the lights on, and that's when I realized that I had one of my legs had gotten caught underneath the railing as I was spinning and ripped it off the wall. And you could see the indentation at the bottom of the staircase where I hit. I didn't suffer any. I had a bruise on one of my hamstrings and that was it. Now, I said to her these words. I said, "This is why it pays to have some muscle on your carcass." And she laughed at the use of the word carcass, because carcass is usually associated with a dead animal.
Right.
But it's like, if I had not had the muscle that I carry on my body, I'm sure I would have broken something. I walked away completely unscathed. I sprinted up two flights of stairs after that fall. So if that's not an a testament to what you're saying, that having that padding on your body can protect you, I don't know what is.
Absolutely. That's a good story.
Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing.
That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex. It's finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted? Or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the KetoKana banner ad today.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back to Physical Culture Radio. Later in the show, Sonia Sartre will be joining us about her new DVD, Motorsize. I really like this DVD, and I'm going to explain when she's on the air why. And then, of course, Dr. David Lee is going to join us after that to talk about love and intimacy in later life. Do you know that people above 70 are still having sex? You better believe I will be. If someone will have me. You know, that's one of those things where it depends on the other person wanting it, too. So, but anyway. Okay, so where do you want to go from here with this discussion today, Brooks? And I can promise people that we're going to have some really exciting shows that we're working on right now.
Well, let's do this. Let's talk briefly about something that I covered in a post earlier today. And what, you know... One message that I want to share with people is this. Successful aging is not about continuing to do what you did when you were 20 years old, or even in many cases what you did when you were 30 years old. Successful aging is about being smarter. And that's a discussion that you don't hear an awful lot. I mean, Carl, you have so many shows every week, so many guests on the shows, and you've been doing it for so long. I mean, do you have a lot of people who talk about the reality of growing older and dealing with it in an intelligent, sensible, productive way?
No. In fact, this is something I've been pondering lately. None of us think about growing older, and none of us think about death, and both of them are inevitable. And if you don't think about them from time to time, I don't mean be morbid about it, right? But it's like, you, if you don't think about those two things, then chances are you're not thinking about a lot of things that require attention, like how do you manage your budget? Do you make enough money to live the rest of the year? Most people go through life. The word ignorant doesn't mean stupid. It means to ignore obvious things. Most people go through life ignorant of the inevitability of certain things in your life. And that's a mistake. You're not morbid if you think about, wow, I'm going to die someday. Like, how am I going to feel that day I'm laying in that bed and this is it? There's nothing I can do. It's inevitable. I'm going to age someday. Look at your parents. Okay, so here, I'm going to share a story with you. I have my own aging challenges that are partly hereditary and partly environmental. Everybody on my father's side of the family develops problems in their legs as they age. My father had them. My Aunt Kay, who lived to be in her, she lived to be 98 years old. She had, it's pain, they get painful legs. That's all they used to tell me. Ache, my legs ache, right? I'm starting to see some of the onset of that in my own legs. And I remember my father complaining about certain things that I'm starting to notice myself. So imagining that some of these things are not inevitable is being ignorant, right? Acknowledging that these things may be inevitable allows you to find methods to overcome or cope. So I have to step up my game on agility work now. I have to step up my game on things that increase blood flow to the legs. Like I'm running now again, which I haven't done in a long time. And it was hard for me to start running. And you know you need to do it if you don't want to. Because the body wants to slide into old age. You must rail against those desires. If you are to win. So I said to somebody this morning, aging is pushing. My goal is to just push back a little harder. That's all it takes, is just a little harder. You don't have to be a zealot about it, but you have to push back a little harder. But I have my own challenges that I'm dealing with. I'm not devoid of the challenges of aging. I acknowledge them. I'm looking directly at them. I'm keeping my eye on them. I'm not acting like they don't exist, because they do. And I'm finding ways to navigate around them. Does that make sense?
That absolutely does. And one thing that it reminds me of is this. In modern society, children move away and rarely see their parents as their parents are aging. And the whole process of aging becomes foreign. And a lot of people don't understand that this whole concept, going back to successful aging, they don't understand it because they've never lived with people who are going through successful aging. So, you know, you were very lucky because you were able to glean from your older relatives that there's something hereditary that affects the legs, and it's something you darn well better be paying attention to. You know, and a lot of people have absolutely no idea what challenges face elder family members. And that's an important thing. I mean, you need to know that.
Ask some questions.
Yeah,
be interested.
You definitely need to ask those questions. You know, my dad has certain health issues. He's almost 90 years old. He has certain issues that affect the way that I train. You know, I do certain things because I'm saying, okay, you know, I've got a whole lot of my dad's genetics, And if this is something that's a challenge for him at age 87, 88, there are things that I can do right now at age 58 to make that a better transition for me when I'm older. And it's just exactly the same as you're talking about, doing more leg work, blood flow through the legs.
Right.
I'm doing the same sort of thing. And it's a very intelligent thing to do. And it's something really that everybody ought to be thinking about. And the other thing that they ought to be thinking about, not only looking at your older relatives, but look at people who age not so successfully.
Right.
And ask yourself, what do I need to do in terms of diet and nutrition and training to avoid those problems? And the other thing is, look at people who are aging successfully and ask yourself why. What are they doing differently? And ask them. Have the conversation. Get information.
Could we have a question from Stelios Katsaris. And we got to try to answer it quickly because we're running low on time. He said, I'd be interested to know if Brooks has noticed any ill effects on his hands or fingers from years of heavy grip work. This is something that I'm concerned about myself.
I have not.
Yeah, neither have I. And I do a lot of heavy grip work. I do a lot of static holds for grip. I mean, I got a lot of calluses. That's about it.
Well, I was going to say, I have not. But here's the thing. As I get older, I don't do as much of that heavy grip work. And there are some things that that I don't do because it's really hard to recover from them. And recovery is a very critical part of strength training for an older trainee.
And we're going to cover this one in depth on the next episode, mm-hmm. by the way.
Yeah.
Some very novel ideas about this.
Yeah, you want to train hard enough to stimulate muscular growth, to maintain muscle mass, to maintain strength, but not so hard that you start tearing the body apart. And you know, it's a delicate balance. That's a good question, interesting question, by the way, from someone who just had a birthday this week, so happy birthday.
I have to read this. This is from Con Santori Davison. He's listening live. He said, Carl, stop speaking about Elisa in those sexual innuendo ways, man. Nobody, parenthetically, in my age bracket wants to hear about Uncle Carl talking about Aunt Elisa that way. And, you know, that's another issue about aging. Other people have to get comfortable with the idea that just because we're older, we haven't changed. I'm still that same kid at 20 years old in my head.
And that's something that we're going to be talking about, which is, staying young, maintaining your youth, is a whole lot of that is about maintaining your youthful enthusiasm for things.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really
I think
important.
That, but he was just joking when he said that, obviously. But it is funny. I don't think we want to hear about older people having any type of ideas that young people attribute just to youth. And we don't. Just because you get older doesn't mean that you stop feeling the way you felt your entire life. I look in the mirror, I just don't see myself anymore, but the guy is still in there that was represented when I was younger. All the same thoughts, all the same desires, all the same wants. It's all the same. And he just put a LOL back to me. But it is true. But you know what? Next show, we're going to talk about some novel ideas on when you're older and you're training. There may be some things that you're leveraging that young people can't leverage. You need to learn how to take advantage of that. Brooks, thanks for being on today.
Thanks for having me.
And we'll talk soon. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We're going to be talking about Motisize. Motivation plus exercise.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the Age Force Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. Age Force has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. Age Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freak Maker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Frotalin, Whey Isolate, Whey Concentrate, Milk Isolate, Casein and Egg, quality protein sources with Carbolin, Pre-alkaline and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cre-alkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad. New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years and elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic raw EVOO for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Okay. Every place you look on Facebook, there's somebody posting a meme that's designed to motivate people. But there's a problem with this concept because motivation has to start from within. In fact, the root word of motivation, motive, implies that is it, that the thing that's driving you is not visible to the rest of the world. It's something from within. You can't develop motivation by simply looking at someone's picture and they say, hey, I did it, you can do it too. I mean, that may fuel you for a couple minutes, but it's not going to fuel you for the journey. And my next guest gets this. She's Sonia Sartre. Many of you may recognize her name from, I think it was the Guiding Light and also One Life to Live, but also she is an American actress that's been in numerous TV shows and movies. Welcome to the show, Sonia.
Hi, how are you? Wow, I love the way you articulated that.
Well, it's so true. It's true. And you know, and this comes from experience as well. And I want to have you explain to the listeners first
why you developed this DVD. There's a lot of things out there today that are supposed to be exercise DVDs, but this is different. This really is different. And this is worthy of everybody's attention, regardless of whether you're a devoted strength athlete or you're just getting started someplace. Why did you develop this DVD? Tell me your story.
Well, I mean, it really started one day when I was jogging on a treadmill, watching some very uninspired morning news and just getting depressed by the moment as, you know, horrible things were happening in front of me, and I just wanted to go home and bury myself in bed instead of run farther. And so I thought, this is just not a great way to exercise. It's just, it's not inspiring. And I thought it would be really cool if I had my vision board here and I could just imagine what's possible. That would feel better, you know, but who would bring their vision board into the gym? It feels a little strange and awkward. And so I knew that wasn't going to happen. But I thought, well, it would be great though if I were guided through this process. Like if I had somebody to just tap me through this. I know how powerful visualization is.
Right.
I've used it in my life and have had great results. And so it would be cool if I could visualize my goal and then maybe look at it from different angles and do affirmations. I know how great those are. And so that really was the day when I thought, well, what if I created that?
Right.
And I even started to play around with the name that day. And I was like, Modi, motivational, exercise, size, motisize. And I stopped on the treadmill and would write all these notes furiously about what would be possible. And that was the day it really began.
So I have to share my story before we get into this, because people need to understand the power of what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. Exercise is powerful, okay?
Yeah.
But as you just pointed out, exercise with the wrong mindset actually is kind of like two steps forward, one step back. So it's not powerful, okay? It actually can hurt you over time.
It could be very detrimental. I'm dying to hear your story too, but I just want to interject here because what they're finding now with the brain is they've done so many studies now, and they've discovered that the brain is actually quite plastic, and they didn't think it could be changed or you could create new neural pathways or rewire it essentially. And now they've discovered that you can. And one of the big triggers to having this plasticity happen is a protein that gets released in your brain when you exercise, when you raise your heart rate and you keep it up for a period of time. This protein is released, and that creates these new neural pathways. And it's this optimal time to learn and to focus and to create.
Yes.
And your brain is really open and wide for receiving at this moment and also for putting out. So it's critical at that time to really
what you focus,
let
what
it
you
have
feed your
the
brain.
Right stuff.
Yes.
You don't want to be putting negative messages into your brain at that time when it's really open.
BDNF, I think you're talking about BDNF, brain-derived neurotrophic factor, which is elevated during exercise, and it does increase neuroplasticity. And you're absolutely right. Whatever you're focused on during your exercise is what your brain is going to be, have a thumbprint or a watermark of that, and it's going to be able to find its way back to those sensations and thoughts easier. So why not program your brain for positive things instead of the war and things that you have no control over? And quite frankly, in your small nucleus of your life, really are limited in impact anyway. Why not focus on things you have impact on?
Exactly. And that is the goal here, is to create those new pathways, those new thought processes, those new abilities to go out and achieve the goals that you really want to achieve and all the things that you need in order to make that happen. So, yeah.
This is something that we in the West are just getting, but in Eastern philosophies, they've gotten this, you know, 1,000 years ago. There's a when you combine mindfulness and motion, it's not a 1+1 thing. It's actually a 1+1+1+1+1. I mean, it's exponential, the effects of it. So I have to share my story, and I don't know that I've ever shared this story with the audience in 10 years, but many know my story about I was 330 pounds. I developed a heart problem, and I was on a fast track to a pine box by my doctor's own words.
Wow.
Well, when I started to just walk, walking itself was my beginning of my journey because that's all I could do at 330 pounds. So I used to listen to Andre Bocelli. I loved Andre Bocelli. I always imagined that If heaven was real and you died, you'd hear Andre Bocelli's voice coming out and beckoning you to come in, you know? And so
I can see that. I'm there.
Yeah. And so I would listen to Andre Bocelli and I would start to think about my heart. And I had a specific visualization that evolved after weeks and weeks and weeks of walking where I would see my heart and it was kind of in this congested, dilapidated, and it was covered with this black ash. And then a white light from inside my heart would start to glow, and the black ash would start to literally get moist and drip, and I could see the drip, drip, drip from the bottom point of my heart. And by the end of the walk, my heart was nice and red and vibrant and pumping strong, and my whole chest was filled with this white light. I did this religiously, religion being the key word here, religiously, every time I walked. That, I believe very strongly, had an amazing impact on a complete turnaround in the heart problem that I had. It wasn't drugs.
That is incredible. What a fantastic story. I believe it totally has had an impact on it, too. And, you know, I'll add to that, because one of the things that happens is the brain doesn't know the difference between what's imagined and what's real. And so by imagining it, you're actually creating the scenario within your body. You're actually training your mind and your body to do that. And so that's almost what you did. It was almost you were feeding your mind and your body those messages to do exactly what happened, and it literally was happening.
Now think, we have to take a break, but think about this during the break, folks. Something Sonia just said is so accurate. We know that if you put someone in a movie house and have them watch a horrific, scary movie, all the hormones associated with stress go through the roof, just like the event is actually happening. Your brain doesn't know it can't do the things you think it can't do. Think about that during the break and how freeing that is. And we're going to tell you that you can get this wonderful DVD, Motorsize, right on the homepage of superhumanradio.com. I believe in this DVD. Regardless of what level of physical culture you're involved in, this DVD can teach you to take whatever you're doing now to a completely new level. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergent, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Do you have a federal student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now.
FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freakmaker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, prealkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Crealkaline pH buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. Later in the show, Dr. David Lee joins us from the University of Manchester in the UK to talk about love and intimacy in later life. Right now we're talking with Sonia Satra about her new DVD, Motorsize. And some of you may find this DVD is not as challenging in the exercise area, but you can't look at it this way. This is more about meditation and motion than anything else. And this is really a great DVD for you to get for an ailing elderly loved one who you know, if they had the right direction, they could change the trajectory of their outcome in health. And I think since you've been in the movie industry your entire life, I think this is kind of like learn to be the director of your own movie, of your own life, right?
Absolutely, because we all have control over that. You know, we can't always control what happens to us. Sometimes life just happens, but you can control what you think about it or how you react to it and how you can actually shift a reaction into more of a proactive stance.
What about one of the things I like about this is that it's easy. It's not a big protracted process where you have to put a lot of effort into learning it. You start using it right from the moment you use the DVD and the workbook that goes with it. But tell my audience about choosing your goal. How do you make it SMART? What is SMART the acronym for?
You want to make it specific and measurable. Because, you know, sometimes we'll say, I want to be healthy. But what does that really mean?
Right.
You know, does it mean you want to lose a certain amount of weight, or do you want to run a 10K, or do you want to eat certain foods? So you really want to dial it down into something very specific and measurable. You want to make it time sensitive, so you want to give it a time. It's not like sometime in the future, you know.
Right.
And you want to make it somewhat realistic, but still a challenge. You want to, you know, push yourself a little outside of the comfort zone, but you want to know that it's achievable. And so that's what we really aim for in this. And in the beginning of a DVD, you're asked to just think, if you could imagine the life of your dreams and the first, you know, you could have that in the next 24 hours, what would it look like? So that's really expansive. That's about letting yourself just go and dream and have fun, because that's something we sometimes forget to do as well. And then you narrow it down to one goal. So what is it that you're going to work on today, here and now? Because your brain is more effective when you are focusing on one thing.
Do you find that you get resistance from people, for lack of better terms, people who, we actually talked about this during the first hour to some degree. Some people, when they start aging and they start to lose the belief that they had control in their outcome, and they become a little grumpy. And the idea, mm-hmm. and this idea may seem fluffy or, what's the word I'm looking for? You know, the message to some people may seem trivial or you know, new age. But the reality is, as we talked about earlier in the show, there's a lot of science behind the fact that when you're exercising, the thoughts that you have it influence the neuroplasticity that you're experiencing, and that the body does not know that it can or cannot do something. It's your own parameters that create that illusion, for lack of better terms. What do you do when you find somebody who goes, oh yeah, it's a nice thought, but realistically it doesn't work? What do you say to people?
Well, you know, I would start maybe with just a simple exercise of, I want you to stand in the, you know, stand and say that, you know, oh, this doesn't work, life is blah, blah, blah. And just notice physically what you do. What happens to your shoulders? What happens to your voice? What happens? How do you physically hold yourself? And then take a step, literally take a step into another area and say, what if it was exciting? Or what if you were really happy? Or think of a time when you really were happy, or you mm-hmm. accomplished something you were really proud of. And really imagine that. Really think of it. Tune into that. And just notice what happens to your body, because it will shift. It will actually, your shoulders typically go back. You'll breathe a little differently. And everybody has their own little nuances. And I actually call those nuances almost the recipe for that feeling.
Uh-huh.
And you can activate that feeling by simply going back into that physical posture. And so when you go there, and that will send off different chemical messages and neurological responses in your brain, and that will help you access and resource different ideas. It'll help you access those ideas you have when you're happy, which are different and less limiting than when you're not, or when you're in a place of standoffish and just like, no, I'm not even going there.
Right.
So that's a very simple exercise anyone can do to just feel the difference and notice the difference and notice what happens and start there.
Do you think as an actress, you've actually had a special opportunity to actually experience and see this phenomenon? Because I have to believe that when you take on a role and you embody the character, your demeanor changes. Maybe even loved ones say, you know, God, you've been so miserable lately. Well, I'm playing this part where this person gets ready to commit suicide. Do you think that you have a unique perspective because you actually see the transformation happening in people within the theatrical industry when they take on a role that is heavy for them and their personality actually changes?
I absolutely do. I mean, I have that benefit, and that's why I believe that this is almost uh-huh. the culmination of all of my life's work so far, at least. And yes, because I changed. You know, when I played Guiding Light, I was in a pretty heavy duty storyline at one moment where my character had been raped. She thought she had AIDS and she was stalked. And yes, it was dramatic, but they were very real moments and very real feelings. And I was, as a character, deeply upset and cried a lot, and you know, and that did carry over. So I did, at that time, perhaps less consciously than I am now, I would have to come out and I would go do something physical to shift how uh-huh. I felt, so that I didn't carry it home with me every day. And there were days I did that really successfully, and there were other days I didn't take that action to make that shift, and I would come home and feel really lousy. So yes, and it's what actors do, is they do embody these characters. What is that body, you know, there was a saying, you know, you never know the character until you know what shoes they walk in, because even the kind of shoes you walk in changes physically how you feel, which changes and which informs your brain and your body with different messages.
Yeah, not even metaphorically. I could see that. How long has the DVD, how long has the DVD been available now?
So we just launched it in November, and so it's fresh out of the gate. It's new, and it's having phenomenal results. People are really, really enjoying it and getting a lot out of it. And, you know, it is still an exercise. I guess it depends on what kind of exercise you do, but there is a great cardio aspect to it in addition to the mindset piece.
Right, right. And that's, you know what the funny thing is? I think that there was a time where physical culture and what we thought while we were performing what is considered exercise today actually were one and the same, but then they became two separate disciplines. And now I think that people like yourself and others are starting to say, look, it's not just about the exercise. It's about what you're thinking about while you're exercising, whether or not you are actually getting all the benefits of what you're doing. It's kind of like showing up at the buffet but not picking up a plate. You can't enjoy it the way everybody else is enjoying it. Get your mind right and get your workout right, too.
So, absolutely. And, you know, one of the comments people say is, I don't like working out. And when they do it, they're surprised that they didn't even realize they did work out because their mind is focused on something completely different. The other thing that I think happens in exercise these days is that it's so focused on how many reps you're doing or how many seconds you're holding an interval, or, you know, so there's so much focus on that and that's where your brain goes, and no pain, no gain. Well, I think there might be some truth to that. You know, you're focusing on, oh my God, I gotta have pain. You put yourself into that mindset. It doesn't actually make you stronger. It doesn't have the results that you would think, as opposed to, I'm so strong, I'm super powerful, this is really light. You'll be able to lift more.
Yeah, yeah. I like your message. I really, really do, and I applaud what you're doing. The DVD is called Motisize, and it's a word put together by the words motivation and exercise. It's available at superhumanradio.com. It's a great DVD. You should check it out. Listen, I want to thank you so much for making time to be on the show today.
Thank you. It was my pleasure. And big kudos to you for that story and for losing all that weight. What a huge contribution that you're giving now to everybody. So
thank you. Thank you very much. Take care. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking about intimacy in later life. Ew! We're going to be talking about old people having sex, really? Yes. We'll be right back.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise With Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freak Maker Build from AAEFX is a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, prealkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of prealkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the AgeForce Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. AgeForce has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My next guest joins me from the University of Manchester in the UK, Dr. David Lee. How you doing, Dr. Lee?
I'm fine, thanks, Kel. It's good to be here.
Yeah, and so this is an important discussion, too. As many of us age, we want to know what to expect, and especially when it comes down to a sex life after 70, and you recently authored a paper, Love and Intimacy in Later Life. Where did the cohort come from for this particular paper?
It's an ongoing study which has been running in England for the last 12 years, actually. And we've asked these people many questions over that decade about their health, their wealth, and various other aspects of their well-being as they get older and go through retirement. And in the last part of the study, I was involved in putting in a detailed sexual health questionnaire. So we asked about all their questions about attitudes to sexuality, sexual activities, sexual problems, and how important they felt sexuality was in their lives as they grew older.
Do you think that the I have to believe that sexuality is not the same discussion as in the UK as it is here in the United States. We have a lot of repressive ideas about sexuality. I was just thinking about this morning, quite frankly, because there's a fellow who plays basketball here in Louisville who's under arrest, and when they cited the charges, they used the word sodomy, and I thought, you know, I can't believe we still use that word in law, because it's really it's biblically derived, and it makes things sound worse than it really is. Morality is a social construct, and I have to feel that, I have to believe that in the UK and abroad, in Europe in general, sexuality is more openly discussed, and people are less, you know, tense about it than here in the United States. Do you think you would have had the same results if you would ask these questions here in the US?
It's a little difficult to say, Carl. I work with colleagues from the University of Chicago, and they've run a similar study within the United States. And I guess the findings from some of the basic questions of how often people have sex and how sex changes as people grow older were pretty much the same as we saw here in England. As to your point about discussions of sexuality in Europe, I've got a feeling that England and the UK, I guess, is somewhere in between Europe, perhaps the mainland Europe, and mm-hmm. the US in how sex is discussed more openly in society. It is changing, and I guess the same is happening in the United States as well.
So what did you find as far as the men and women who were polled, some 7,000 men and women who were polled in this? Are older people still having sex?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, basically, we kept sex as a very broad concept in this survey. So we're not just talking about sexual intercourse, oral sex. We were talking also about kissing, fondling, and petting as well. So all those intimate activities, which aren't necessarily sort of predicated on just purely being penetrative sex, which is, I think, is a bit of a limiting sort of concept in its own right. And what we found was that indeed men in their 80s and 90s, around a third of them reported any sexual activity in the last 12 months, and about 15% of the women as well. So this is the first study certainly in England which has looked at such an old age group. And certainly in the older age groups, obviously sex has changed as people grow older. They have more potentially sexual problems, or erectile dysfunction, for example. But kissing, intimacy, those sort of activities are maintained within long-term relationships and long-lasting couples. So it was, I guess, on the one hand, surprising how sexually active a lot of these older cohort actually were, the older people were, particularly above, in the 70s and 80s as well.
Is climax required in order to categorize it as sexual activity in this particular group?
We decided against that because I think it's slightly too much of a limiting factor. We have unpicked the data, if you like, to ask questions about quality of orgasm, problems of orgasm, those sort of things.
Well, are older people having orgasms?
Yes, they are.
Oh, good. Thank God.
Absolutely. I mean, and, against the backdrop of less frequent sexual activity, either because of the loss of a partner. I mean, the older women outnumber the older men. It's the same in the U.S. as in the U.K., women living longer than men. But certainly men having more problems as they grow older associated with their general health, with things like being able to get and maintain an erection.
Right.
That is a problem, which is increasing amongst older men.
What I found interesting about some of the statistics, more than half, 54% of the men, and almost one-third, 31% of the women, over the age 70, reported that they were still sexually active.
Yeah.
So the men are more sexually active than the women. Who are the men having sex with? Obviously, there's some percentage of men who are having sex with someone other than these women, because it's only 31% of the...
Sure. I mean, I guess against that backdrop, in our particular survey, which reflects the English population, there were more single women because they were living longer. They had lost a partner. So there's that concept as well. The men, when we look at the marriage dynamics, were more likely to be married to a slightly younger partner. Again, that's, I think, a similar pattern you undoubtedly will see within the United States as well. And, of course, in all sexual activity, we also included masturbation. And frequency of masturbation amongst men was over twice as prevalent as it was amongst the women.
Isn't that something that doesn't go away as you age? Isn't that amazing? I mean, I always thought that masturbation was important to me when I was young, and that once I became sexually active with a partner, that would go away. But masturbation, and my father was very open-minded when I was a kid. He told me masturbation was good. Don't be ashamed of, because I was raised Catholic. Sure. So, we're born broken. Yeah. We have guilt. Yeah. guilt is our commodity. But,
okay.
He told me, hey, don't worry about it. It's good for you. And it continues to be something that I enjoy later in life as well. So I guess it's going to keep going that way, huh?
Sure. I mean, again, if particularly amongst the men, if they're able to get an erection, then a proportion of them will continue to masturbate. And, that's I agree, is a part of healthy sexuality. And it's, again, one of those stereotypes and myths we're beginning more to break down and sort of remove the idea of being a shameful activity. So why should it be? You know, it's an absolutely normal part of sexuality at any age, I guess, you know, within the adult population.
Did socioeconomic status play any role in the men who are having more sex and the women who are having more sex than the others?
Not in the English population here. It did change attitudes to sex. Those from the sort of lower socioeconomic groups had slightly more polarized views on gay and lesbian partnerships, things like that. But mm-hmm. in terms of the frequency of their activities and the prevalence of problems they had, we didn't really find any marked differences.
Is hormone replacement therapy popular in the UK? And if so, did you see a higher prevalence of sexual activity in those who were on hormones?
Well, there's two questions there, I guess. I mean, the hormone replacement therapy, because it's under our National Health Service, it's more targeted at people with very specific identifiable problems, perhaps uh-huh. looking at very low levels of testosterone, for example. Uh-huh. So the prevalence of the usage in the UK, I'm guessing, is probably lower than the US. And we didn't actually ask those questions within this survey. We asked about Viagra and the similar drug groups, but not about testosterone.
So what about PDE5 inhibitors? Obviously, this is something that men have access to. Women don't have access to this sort of thing. Are the men depending on the PDE5 inhibitors, assuming that have healthy hearts and they're in fairly good shape?
Yeah, I mean, it's a changing dynamic. It's an interesting point because around just under 10%, about 8% of our men in this survey reported they had, at least over the last 3 months, used a PDE5 inhibitor to improve their erections. And in terms of the effect on their erectile function, yes, it was seen as very positive. But what we also found is these men who were using these drugs were no more satisfied with their overall sexual lives and their sexual satisfaction than those men with untreated erectile dysfunction. Mm-hmm. So while the drug was working, there's a gap there, which is an interesting point we're looking more into now, is what more needs to be done to help men with the problems with erectile function. It's not simply popping them a blue pill
right.
and saying, okay, go away, you're fine. It's a bit more complex.
Yeah, and I think that overall health, when overall health is addressed, it becomes less important of whether or not you have access to the blue pill. But with that being said, I have to also believe that, I've read this, so I can't speak to it, but men who, there's this assumption that men who can't achieve an erection can't achieve an orgasm. That they're two in separate things. There are plenty of men out there who don't achieve orgasm that genital stimulation brings them to climax.
Sure, absolutely.
And so they could still enjoy themselves, so to speak. It's just not the way they used to.
Absolutely. I agree. And we're getting more hints of this from our data because the questionnaire we included, it had a free text box at the end so people could write comments. And so it's what we call a qualitative data set. And we're looking at how older people are indeed adapting their sexual behaviors as they grow older. If they have problems with erectile functioning, you know, they can't get an erection or such a good erection as they used to when they were younger, they're still sexually active, and a proportion of those men are reporting they can still orgasm. You're quite right. There's quite an adaptation goes on throughout life to perhaps, you know, overcome and deal with problems around sexual health generally.
We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more of the discussion with Dr. David Lee. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced Phytoform. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoCana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoCana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Cana banner ad today. New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics, Progenidrex.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. David Lee. We're talking about love and intimacy in later life. What about the viewpoints of the respondents? Did you notice that those who had specific hard ideas about what sex is because of when they were younger, that's what it was, have a harder time adapting? Do you have to be more malleable and flexible about what you perceive sex and intimacy to be in order to kind of change as things change?
Yeah, it's an interesting point again there, Carl. I mean, generational changes. We were quite interested in seeing, you know, is there a change from the sort of those who came of age in the swinging 60s here in the UK, for example. And
right.
We didn't really see much of a change. It was more of a gradual change of age. There's no big sort of set, you know, step changes in the 60s. And the majority of men and women certainly felt that satisfactory sexual relations and being sexually active was important to their psychological and physical well-being and, you know, to maintaining a long-term relationship. You know, over 70% of men and women of all ages saying that they're agreeing with that. So it was difficult really to say more than that from this particular survey about how those attitudes, if they have indeed changed dramatically in this particular context.
Was there anything about this research that made you step back and go, wow, I didn't expect that?
I guess the the maintenance of sexual activities into the sort of mid-70s through the 80s and even into the early 90s from a minority of these people, nonetheless. But nonetheless, they was, you know, it's still perceived as an important part of their lives. They enjoy it, and they're still sexually active. I guess, you know, those stereotypes, you know, I try to be open-minded, but they you can't escape them. I guess, you know, I was trying to ignore them as best I could. But, I mean, I guess the proportion of people who are still active in their 70s and 80s did surprise me, and in a good way.
And when you say active, a lot of these individuals in the research were having sex two or more times a month, right? I mean, that was considered a good frequency for them, right?
Yeah, I mean, we sort of picked that up, that category as two to three times a month or more as being frequent sexual activity. I mean, that can mean one thing to a different person and quite a different to another, obviously, but we just had to cut somewhere.
Did you see any salient characteristics that were very easily identifiable in the individuals, men or women, who were having more than what was the mean number?
Yeah, sure. The key things there were being in good health. It wasn't simply just age. Age was an important part of this, but health, general self-rated health, the absence of the common chronic diseases such as the cardiovascular diseases, diabetes type 2 particularly, and also being in a supportive and loving and a balanced relationship. We had other questions in the survey asking about the quality of relationships, so those men and women reporting more positive interactions with their partner, and also being in better health, they tended to be more sexually active.
Women tend to lose, at least this has been my perception, women tend to lose their level of desire sooner than men. Men tend not to really lose their sense of desire, but their sense of desire can be derailed by health issues, as you pointed out. So was there anything interesting about just the women who seemed to enjoy a higher frequency of sexual activity than the ones who did not?
Again, it was the same associations we saw. Really, those women in better health and those women with balanced dynamics in their relationship were the ones who were more likely to be sexually active. And you're quite right, the levels of desire differed between men and women. We saw that at all age groups. We had a question simply asking, how many times do you think about sex? And, you know, men reported thinking about sex considerably more frequently than women.
I was in the sauna the other day, and we were having this kind of a conversation, and one of the guys said, you know, if my wife would just have sex with me in the morning, I wouldn't have to go the whole day wondering if I was going to have sex that day. And I think that really kind of crystallizes the way men think. You know, it's no mystery that men enjoy sex. And quite frankly, I'm 57 years old, and this study is important to me because sex has been a very, very important thing for me throughout my life. And just because I look in the mirror and see this old shoe of a face, I still feel the same way I did when I was in my 20s about sex.
Yeah.
And the irony is that no one wants to hear me talk about sex because I'm old now. Somebody just commented about that a little while ago on the show. It's like, you know, they don't want to think about me having sex because we always attribute the idea of sex and sexuality to the youthful. But it's not. We don't change inside. We're still the same people.
Exactly. And I think that's one thing our survey is beginning to bring more to the fore. And you know, if something comes from these sort of studies, it's breaking down those generational barriers that will say, actually, hang on, you know, older people, there should be no taboo and no sort of barriers to thinking about them being sexually active beings as much as anybody in their 20s and 30s. You're quite right. Sex has been sort of almost contained within a more youthful sort of norm, if you like. I think our studies now begin to show, well, actually, no, we can't say that.
Yeah, I think it's great research, and a lot of people may find it off-putting to think about sex in your 70s. But you know, I'm planning on having sex in my 70s. That's, you know, one of the benefits of living the superhuman lifestyle where we train hard and we eat an ancestral diet and we navigate around the chronic diseases that everybody else is getting, one of the benefits is that we can perform these kind of things later in life and enjoy ourselves. And let's not forget something. We've done numerous shows about how oxytocin actually has an anti-aging effect on muscle and brain and so on. And you release lots of oxytocin when you climax or when you cuddle.
Yeah.
You know, it's the chicken and egg thing. Do we stay young because we have sex, or do we have sex because we feel like we're staying young? I don't care. I want to keep having sex. That's the bottom line.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for being on. Thanks for being on the show, Dr. Lee.
Pleasure, Gil.
Take care. All right. So there you have it. Go out and have sex with the one you love tonight. Tomorrow is Casual Friday, so you won't want to miss that. Elise has been diligently working on getting some really, really great shows for tomorrow. Thanks to Brooks Cubic today. Go to his website, brookscubic.com, and check him out. If you have any questions for upcoming physical culture radio shows, please send them to onair@superhumanradio.com, and we'll see everybody tomorrow. Thanks for listening today.